You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Yes, good morning, Saints of God. This is Tom, and it is time to wake up. Danny here at the studio and I are going to put on a song by Alan Jackson, and hope you enjoy it.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. And turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Yes, thank you, Danny, for playing the song by Alan Jackson, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. I just want to take a moment to thank a couple people this morning. Danny, thank you for being here and doing all that you do for the controls. I just humbly come and say thank you, because I couldn't do the program without Danny here. And, you know, and 91.5 is going to be having a, I guess they call it, I get mixed up, a fundraiser April 27th. And why don't you be part of something great in Brevard County? You know, we're told that God loves a cheerful giver. And those that are in ministry, they know that it takes a lot of money to keep a ministry going. And so there's things the radio station needs, and they're counting on your prayers, your support. If you've been giving to 91.5 FM, I come personally to thank you, along with the staff, the owner. We graciously say thank you from the bottom of our hearts to keep me on, the many great pastors that are on, but they have operational expenses, employees to pay, and ministry can oftentimes, I don't know about anyone else, but I get overwhelmed at times, you know, because there's needs here, there's needs, and I believe we need to keep, as Alan Jackson said, turn our eyes upon Jesus, because when you do, you know, we need to be a part of other people's lives and ministries, and I just, as my wife used to tell me years ago, she said, we need to be extravagant givers to the work of Christ, you know, because I believe the days that we're living in are just, they're getting darker and darker, as the song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, because if you put your eyes on anything else, you'll be discouraged. You really will. You know, if you put your faith in the stock market, which I'm not against the stock market by no means, but you can become discouraged very easily. You know, if you put your eyes on things of the world, you know, we're not to do that. We're to stay focused and keep our eyes on Christ and you know, fall deeper in love with Him. As I reiterate every time I come here, that we're to stay focused and be a part, I believe, of many ministries in this world to come. You know, because it's God has an army, and to fund His army and the things on this earth, that it takes a lot. And so we thank You, you know, for giving, and ask the Lord, go to the Lord and say, Lord, what should I do, you know, to be a part of something great in Brevard County? It's 91.5 is a tremendous blessing. Matter of fact, I listened to Pastor Paul Esposito yesterday, and I was very, very blessed by his message. I believe, Danny, I think he was on at 5:30, I believe. I can't remember. I was driving, and what an encouraging word that he had for the body of Christ, and especially for me, because I listened, because he spoke about the story of Ananias and Sapphira, and how they made a commitment, and they had filled that commitment, and it was just really, really, really good. So, Pastor Paul Esposito, thank you for all that you do for the body of Christ, for your church, for those that come to you for encouragement, because being a pastor, I'm not a pastor, but it's hard work. And so we thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Pastor Paul, 91.5. You've made an impact in Brevard County, and we graciously say thank you. There's many great pastors that are on 91.5, and you know, when you need an encouraging word, I can assure you that you can turn that channel to 91.5, and you're going to hear an encouraging word, something that you may need. And yesterday, it was just really what he shared, Pastor Paul, really hit my heart. Not that I'm like Ananias and Sapphira, withholding the greatest portion, by no means. But we do have to take inventory of our life, you know, where we are with Jesus. You know, are we more in the world than keeping our eyes, as we heard Alan Jackson say, turn our eyes upon Jesus. You know, because it's really important, because if we don't, I hear several people say, you know, I don't need church. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, because the Word says that forsake not the assembling of yourself. Because how are you going to grow in the Word if you don't have a pastor, if you don't have someone to hold your arms like Moses, that had Aaron and Hur that held his arms up when he was in a battle? And I don't know about any of you listening, but you know, every day that I wake up, it's really a battle that we, and a battle, as the Word says, is not ours. It belongs to Jesus, and we have to stop fighting that battle, and say, Lord, you know, You direct my steps. As the Word says, the steps of a righteous are ordered by, not by us, by Jesus. And that's why staying focused is so important, not to put our eyes on all this stuff. You know, fall deeper in love with Jesus, not fall deeper in love with stuff. Are we seeking the kingdom for what we can get out of it? Are we seeking the King? Because if you know a rich man, you know, you can like a rich man for what he has. You know, you can be buddy-buddy with him and butter up to him, and because he has stuff, he has things. And most kings have a lot of stuff. But, you know, we need to not be, I guess, more concerned about having a, and I don't know the word, my wife is teaching me this word, insatiable, I think that's it, if I pronounced it incorrect, I'm sorry, insatiable. In other words, an appetite that can never be filled, because we're always in wanting. You know, we want this, and we want this, we want a home, and we want a bigger home, we want a bigger home, and we want another bigger home, and we want a car with another car, where, you know, the Word says, you know, be content, as Paul said, to whatever state that you find yourself in. I'm not trying to be negative this morning or critical to anyone, anybody. I'm just trying to say the days are growing darker. And I encourage you, you know, to open your heart, you know, get closer to Jesus like never before. So be a part of, as the Lord leads you, to call in April 27th, the radio station, and make a pledge, however the Lord leads on your heart. And because, you know, we all need an encouraging word. We do. And as the Word says in Hebrews 3:13, that we are to encourage one another daily. Why today is still called a day? It's so important. I don't know about any of you, but you know, when you're having a day that people pull on you and pull on you and pull on you and things don't go right, you know, and I've got a couple issues I'm dealing with, and, you know, nothing bad, but I too have to stay focused. You have to stay focused, you know, not complain about the bigness and greatness of your problem, but the bigness and greatness of God. So turn your eyes upon Jesus. And I tell you what, he'll change everything. He will change everything. And if you need to hear an encouraging word, then you tune into 91.5 FM and be a part of something great in Brevard County, because it'll really bless you. And if you tell me, well, I don't need an encouraging word, we all need it. We all need it. And we need to find a good church to go to and be a part of something, because we all are gifted. We all are talented. And God's looking for people not with the – and if you have the ability, that's great. But most of the times he looks for someone that's willing, that has a willing heart, like the disciples. When Jesus called the disciples, you know, they were fishing. And he told them, drop their nets, come follow him. And I don't remember reading where they said, well, let me bring my nets with me just in case you don't come through. I got a backup. You know, Jesus doesn't need a – you know, when you keep your eyes on him and follow him and serve him, you don't need a backup. Your backup is Jesus. Those disciples, you know, those boys just dropped their net and they went to follow him. My biggest problem is, you know, I'd want to bring everything with me and follow Jesus at the same time just in case he couldn't come through and provide. You know, I got me a backup. You don't need a backup. Your backup will always be Jesus. Just remember that. Stay focused. Keep your eyes on him. As the word says, run the race with confidence, the race that's set before you. Just run it with confidence. And the things that come your way, the storms will come. You know, we're on this earth. The storms will come. And when they do, stay focused. Jesus will get you through those storms. And the disciples, Jesus told them to get in the boat. I'll never forget this story. And those disciples got in that boat. It's almost as if Jesus was saying, hey, boys, I'm going to promote you. This is promotion day. Because they were willing to get in the boat. They didn't argue with him. They didn't grumble. They just got in the boat. Halfway across the lake, guess what happened? A storm of great proportion. I think it was equivalent to a hurricane. Was rocking the boat, filling the boat up, and those boys were trying to wake Jesus up and say, Master, Master, we're going to perish. Jesus knew what was going on. He wasn't going to let the ship sink and the boat go under. He was right in that boat with them. And he commanded the wind and the storm to be still. And, you know, that's a really great story for all of us. That we stay focused, that he's there with you. His word says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end. You know, Danny, if you wouldn't mind if I just open the phone lines up just for maybe take one or two calls. I just really feel that, you know, someone listening, you may need a word of encouragement, or you may want to call in with a nice testimony, because we need to hear a testimony. Is that okay, Danny? We need to hear a good testimony. And if God's done something for you, you know, share your testimony. If you need prayer, call in. No matter what you're going through, that the Lord said, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, I'm with you always. I'll take one or two calls. Now, come on now. Don't be shy. You don't need to be shy. You know, years ago, growing up, I used to be real quiet after my mom passed away. And then I gave my life to the Lord, rededicated my life back to Christ, and I've never been the same. You know, all the Lord tells us, like Moses, open your mouth, and I'll fill it. So, you know, whatever you're going through, you know, just call in. The number here is 632, is it, Danny? 632-1000. And if you just need a word of encouragement, if I can and share my heart with you. Because, you know, I just love the Word. And the Word reminds us to encourage one another yearly. No. Monthly? No. Bi-monthly? No. Every single day. Daily. It's a daily thing. That you and I encourage one another daily, because it's you know, it's definitely, the times are different. You get on the road and someone wants to run you off, and, you know, and people aren't the same anymore, you know. And I'm not putting my eyes on the world. I want to stay focused. And, you know, just staying focused, keeping your eyes on him. As his word reminds us all, perfect peace is his whose mind is stayed on him. So call in if you'd like. The number here, I'm going to just take one or two calls, and as the Lord leads you, don't be shy, you know. Some of you have a dream. Some of you have a desire to I shared with my guys yesterday Never give up. You know, your past will never direct the destiny that Jesus has for you. Your past will never direct that. Jesus will direct your destiny. You just have to listen to him. And he does give you the desires of your heart. And whatever you, God's put something on your heart to do, you know what? Just do it. Just do it. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. If he's telling you to do something, you know, just do it. You know, because we all need a word of encouragement. We all need to be like Aaron and Hur, and they were holding Moses' arms up. And when they held his arms up, guess what? He started winning the battle. Some of us are losing. It seems like we're you talk to people and it's doom and gloom and the war with Iran and, you know, the White House, and I'm not getting political here by no means. But we just need a lot of prayer for our country. We really do. And we need to pray for the churches too, that we stay on fire for him, that we don't lose that fire. We don't lose that zeal. We don't lose that joy, you know? And, Lord, you know, fire us up, Lord. Lord, let us have that, as you said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, are you lacking any of those? You know, Lord, help me with those, you know, to be the Spirit of love. You know, what happens when the Spirit departs, you know, and we get into the flesh? And as Paul said, we must decrease that Jesus can increase. You know, do you still have his love? You're going to have his joy? You get into the world and start following the world. Lord, help you. Lord, help us if we get sidetracked and don't stay focused and keep our eyes upon you. You know, so the number here, if you want to call in, you have a testimony, you need prayer. You don't have to give your name if you don't want. If there's something the Lord's calling you to do and you don't see a way, but there is a way. God makes a way. He'll make a way for you. You know, I grew up in poverty. You know, my mom passed away and she passed away in Louisville, Kentucky at the Jewish hospital. And I called my father. He was at a bar in on the Ohio River, and the bartender got him. And I said, Dad, mom passed away. And he just hung up on me and he took off. So, you know, he got my sister and I through the most difficult time of our lives. And he'll get you through, you know. He'll get you through. If the word reminds us, fear not. In Isaiah it says, fear not, for I am with you. For I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's the assurance that you and I have, that he's there, you know. His timing's different, you know. His timing's much different than ours. You know, you can't command God to do something. You just lay the battles, the problems, the situation at his feet. You rest and relax and enjoy the journey on the way where he's taking you, you know, and enjoy it. You know, don't grumble and complain. I remember one time years ago coming to the radio station I used to be on Saturdays, and I had gotten bitten in my travels. I was supposed to go up and see Johnny Cash's sister, Joanne, and then somewhere in my route, I got bitten by a brown recluse spider. And then I got to Louisville, and I had to turn around and come back home. And my leg was swelling up. It was turning black. And I'll never forget this. They had a hard time getting the poison out of my leg. And I'll never forget. They had tubes running out of my legs, three or four tubes to drain the poison out. And then I had to be on seizure medicine because I was shaking. Then my blood pressure was going up. And I think the whole ordeal, it cost me tens of thousands of dollars. I couldn't meet my deductible. Every year I had a deductible. And I remember coming into the radio station and getting ready to open the door, and I was complaining. And I just said, Lord, I need to speak to you. The Holy Spirit touched my heart, and I said, Lord, I really need to talk to you. And the Holy Spirit told me, no, I need to talk to you. And he said, your biggest problem is in your life that you complain about the bigness of your problems. And I kept complaining about the bigness of this spider bite, you know, and the years it took. I think it took like 2.5 years to finally heal up. And they didn't know what to do. The doctor told me, I'm going to have to send you a specialist because we can't get all the poison out. And the Lord dealt with me that Saturday. He said, you know, go in there and tell people how big I am. Don't complain about the bigness of your problems, but the bigness and greatness of me. And I did. I came in here and I had to repent, you know, we're talking about the bigness of my problem. Are you doing that? Are you complaining about the bigness of your problems and what you don't have? Jesus knows what you need, you know? Are you complaining all the time, or are you praising him? And that's why I want you to develop a quiet time with him in the mornings, in the afternoon, or whatever you have the opportunity to spend some quiet time with the Lord and open the Word of God up and spend 10 to 15 minutes or however the Lord leads you and be in prayer, because life definitely is challenging today. It's, especially when you get older, things tend to bother you. I don't know about any of you, but getting older, things seem to bother me a little bit more. You know, a little bit of anxiety here. I'm just being upfront and honest with y'all. You know, a little bit of anxiety, and I have to say, Lord, I have to lay this anxiety at your feet. I let people get to me a little easily, and Lord, help me. You know, so man, no matter what you're going through, call in. We'd love to hear from you. The number here is 321-632-1000, and if you just want to share your heart, and if you feel like the Lord's calling you to do something, you know, call in. We'd love to hear from you. Don't be shy now. Come on. They're getting ready to have a fundraiser, and hope you all would be a part of something great in Brevard County. And there's many things the radio station needs, and they need your help too. You know, they need your help. And, you know, my little ministry that whatever I am, what I'm doing every day, I really don't know. There's divine appointments all the time, and I just, that's another thing. You know, if you worry about tomorrow, the Word says don't worry about tomorrow, for today has enough cares of its own. What you're doing is, by worrying about tomorrow and the problems of tomorrow, whatever that may be, you're missing divine appointments that will come your way today. And that's why he says, just be concerned about today and don't worry about tomorrow. And then if you worry about tomorrow and you sit around and say, you know, doom and gloom, sky's falling, listen to all these news, the, you know, articles and all this stuff going on, and on, you spend more time on the websites and what this person's saying, I don't even have any time for that. I really don't have time to look at what other people are saying. It's not that I don't want to, but I don't want to get caught up in all of that. And I want to just get caught up with Jesus. You know, I want to hear his heart, and I want you to hear his heart. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. So don't worry about tomorrow. Be content for today and enjoy the journey on the way where you're going, and enjoy it. And so, because if you worry about things that, you know, tomorrow, the next day, you rob those divine appointments that are coming your way today. You're going to miss them. Someone's going to come up. And I had a gentleman at church came up to my wife and I at the church last year. And I didn't even know him. His name was Chris. And he said, well, I said, my name's Tom. And he said, my name's Chris. And he said, can I go to, what are you doing after church today? And I never had anybody approach me like this before. And I said, well, my wife is meeting her best friend. And he said, maybe we can take you next week. He said, no, today. Or can I go? And I looked at Chris and I said, well, I said, next week would be better because my wife is meeting some friends. I was missing an opportunity here, folks. That's what I'm trying to share with you. I kept saying, well, next week we'll take you. He said, but you don't understand. My wife just passed away, and I need to be around some people. I said, Chris, if you don't mind being around my wife's friends, you're welcome. And I drove Chris from the church into the restaurant with my wife, met her very best friend who since has passed away. But that's what I'm saying. If we're not in tune with the Spirit of God on these divine appointments, I was missing a divine appointment to encourage this brother. My wife encouraged him. You know, he just lost his wife, and he has two sons, and he needed encouraging. And, you know, we all do. We all need encouraging. If you're a pastor, you need encouraging. If you're an evangelist or a teacher, we all need it. We go back to Hebrews 3:13, and again it says, we'd encourage one another daily, while a day is still called a day. You know, and so if you need to for me to pray with you, call in. And I'm going to get started on my message in a minute. Call in. The number here is 632-1000. And if you have a testimony, you know, people need to hear your testimony. That's something I miss years ago. My church used to give everyone an opportunity to stand up and share what the Lord has done. You know, I was so excited when after two, I think it was 2.5 years, I battled the brown recluse spider bite. I mean, driving back from Louisville, Kentucky, I couldn't even wear pants. I shouldn't be sharing this on the radio. The spider bite and part of my leg was black. Just my pants touching it hurt so badly. It was very painful. And then when I got back to the Brevard, they said, I thought, I don't know what's wrong with my leg. But I had to learn to turn that over to Jesus and quit complaining about the bigness of my problems, but the bigness and greatness of God. And I'll never forget, after 2.5 years of not complaining, glorifying the problem, I was starting to glorify Jesus more. Then I went back to the doctor, and after four times, I think it was three or four times, they had to keep taking the tubes out and the bag. And one time it ripped out, and I had to go back. And after the Lord dealt with me at the radio station, I went back to the doctor. I think it was the following week or the week after. I can't remember the time. They said, you don't need the tubes anymore. We can take you off the medicine. And so, you know, we all have a lot to be grateful for. You know, we just celebrated Easter, the Resurrection Sunday. You know, he said, I came. Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Are you living that abundant life for him? You know, is your eyes on the things of the world, or are they on Jesus? You know, we're in the world, but the word tells us to be not of the world. So I'll give you another opportunity if you'd like to call in. The number here is 632-1000. Love to hear from you. When I started out on 91.5 in Daytona years ago, before I started coming here to 91.5 here, I was on a Saturday. I drove to Daytona, and there's a 91.5 up there. And it covers a lot of areas. It goes all up into Georgia. And you know, when I opened the phone lines up there, Danny, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't answer them fast enough. I couldn't answer the phones fast enough. Are we hungering after God, the things of God? Are we hungering after the things of the world? And the stuff is not wrong. I know, don't get me wrong. You know, I don't want you to take a vow of poverty. You know, things aren't wrong. We need to have things. But I think sometimes we get too caught up with things. You know, the word says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, I shall not want. You know, why are we in wanting all the time? We shouldn't be. We need to be staying focused. Take and surrender your problems, whatever that may be. You know, I've been going to the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm suffering a little bit of anxiety. I need your help with it. You know, yes, it could be my age and turning 70 pretty soon, and could be that. But I also need a touch from the Lord as well. Every single day that I wake up, it's a new day, a new dawn, a new beginning, that he's going to show you things that you need to be doing, that you need to be ministering and encouraging someone. And that's what I want you to do. So, Danny, no one's calling in. Anyway, just wanted to give you an opportunity to share. But always call on him. Because remember, in Isaiah, it says, fear not, for I'm with you, for I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so I was just wanted to share something with you that in John, I believe chapter 3:30, it says Jesus must increase that I must decrease. So, you know, we have to be careful that Jesus is increasing in our life. Watch your language, you know, watch the things that you look at, you know, that you open yourself up to, you know, that Jesus must increase in your life every single day. Never stop growing in Christ. Never stop growing. Never. And stay focused. You know, no matter what you're going through, stay focused. Read the word daily. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman, and need not be ashamed. You know, it's so important. And then we become less and less as we yield control of our lives to Christ. And that's what I encourage you to do every single day that you wake up. You know, yield yourself less and less of you and more of Jesus. Because if you have more of you, you know, a lot of times in my life, you know, I get my eyes off Jesus. You know, and when I do, I operate in the flesh sometimes. And I'm just being up front. And when I operate in the flesh, guess what happens? I get flesh results. I don't know about any of you, but I start getting flesh results. And I think, wow, things are not going the right way. And I'm trying to help God out. And you know what? God, he doesn't need any help. He needs no help whatsoever. You know, if you yield more and more to Jesus, you know, he'll increase in your life. He'll increase. And there was an article I'd like to pull up, and I read it last week, and it was really good. It was very, very good. And I'm trying to look it up here. It was just a good article. It was about the church today, the churches. And not being critical on this. I love the church. I go to church. And I love to hear the message that the Malcolm preaches and the pastors that are there. They're so full of Jesus. They're so full of love. They're so full of the word. You know, I thought, oh, Lord, if I could just be just like them, you know, if I could just be like them. And you can be. We can. You know, I don't want to be like them, because, you know, God only made one Tom. He only made one of you. He made one Danny. He made one Pastor Paul. He doesn't need two. You know, he needs, he's just you. He needs to wrap his arms around and capture you, you know, because you're unique and you're gifted. You're talented, you know, you're talented. And remember that. There's a word Paul said, I can do all things, not some things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Don't forget that now. Yeah, don't forget that. This is A.W. Tozer once made a chilling observation. And if the Holy Spirit was withdrawn from the church today, 95% of what we do would still go on, and no one would know the difference. Think about it. The lights would still come on. The music would still play. The preacher would still preach. The programs would still run. Everything would look normal, except the power of God would be gone. Tozer saw the future of the church polished, professional, and organized, entirely self-sufficient. He wasn't impressed by the size of the crowd. He wasn't fooled by the quality of the production. He knew a church can be full and still be empty. You know, the scriptures tell us that we have the form of godliness, but we deny his power. And that's what happens when, you know, we start manipulating people. I think that was Pastor Paul's message yesterday about the church, that, you know, making commitments and staying focused. And if we don't stay focused, if we make commitments and we fail those commitments, what could happen? And I believe Pastor Paul said something, and he said he had friends that, and I hope I'm remembering this correctly, that were picking on a pastor, and he knew them, and they were, he was saying they were real critical towards this pastor, and eventually, he said they both passed away and they didn't know what happened to them. So we have to be careful in these days that we live in, that when we make our promise to commitment to accept Christ as our personal Savior, we need to turn our eyes on Jesus and keep them on Jesus. Stay focused. Fall deeper in love with him. And if you make a commitment and a promise, you need to fulfill it. You know, and that's the problem of Ananias and Sapphira. They made a commitment and they failed the commitment. They failed the commitment, which cost them their very lives. You know? And I don't know if that could happen today. I'm sure it could. You know, I'm sure it could. You know, but that's so why it's so important that we, the church, encourage one another. That iron sharpens, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. That's why you have pastors that can help you, that can guide you, that can minister the Word of God and bring clarity to the Word of God. Because, you know, I read the Word of God, and when I go to church, I said, I didn't see that before. You know, you get greater clarity in the Word by having a pastor sharpen you. You know, and we need good pastors. We really do. And the ones that are on 91.5, they're absolutely fabulous. I listened to them, and I thought, oh, I need to just cancel my show. These guys are really, they're really good. They really are knowledgeable in the Word of God. And that's why it's important to help and support 91.5 in their fundraiser coming up April 27th. But I share that with you because, you know, we get distracted easily. I know I do. I get distracted so easily. And here in Galatians, Paul was talking about, but the fruit of the Spirit, and let me go back to that. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Or do you have anger? Are you angry all the time? You know, then get back to Jesus. Get back to Jesus. Fall deeper in love with him. And do you have joy? Get around people today and the joy, they're joyless, you know? They're joyless. And I'm not sharing this to be critical, but we need Jesus' love, and we need his joy, peace. You know, his word says, and that's part of the fruit of the Spirit, peace. His word says, peace I give unto you, not as the world. So if you're looking for peace, you know, and thinking, well, if I got a couple $1 million, that's going to bring me peace and happiness. No, it won't. No, it won't. And I believe the Old Testament, I believe it's in Proverbs. Don't hold me to it. Proverbs, I think, or Psalms, one of them. It says, better where there is little where love dwells than plenty where hate abounds. Come on now, let's look at that again. Better where there is little where love dwells than plenty where hate abounds. You can have all this stuff in the world, but you have his peace. He said, Jesus said, peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, but I give unto thee. Patience, oh boy, patience. So you guys, gals out there, saints of God, are you patient? Man, you get on the road today and they want to run you off. I go try to get a bow at Hobby Lobby this past Christmas, and someone put a shopping cart in my back. And the lady said, get out of my way. I said, okay, ma'am, I'll get out of your way. Then I go to another aisle to find a red bow for my light outside. And another lady said, get out of my way. I'm in a hurry. Get out of my way. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Then I go to the lady that works there. Nothing against Hobby Lobby now. I love Hobby Lobby. I don't go there that much, and I don't even shop. But I went there one right before Christmas. Get me a bow for my lamppost out front. And the lady there goes, well, I don't know where they are. I said, you don't? She says, no. If we have them, we have them. Good luck. And then I thought, okay. Patience. Do you have patience? Because if you don't have patience, you need to go back to the Jesus. You need to go to the cross. And I mean that. Kindness. Are we kind to one another? Are we kind to one another? That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Are we kind to one another? Are we backbiting and stabbing one another in the back? And what about kindness? What happened to that anymore? Lord, bring that back. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you lack any of those, I want you to have some quiet time and go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me with the fruits of the Spirit in my life. Again, let's look at that. Paul's reiterating and saying, but the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live in the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Well, that's a sermon in itself. You know, that's a sermon in itself. Not becoming conceited. Just because you think you know the Word of God, or think you have your bachelor's or your master's degree, you know, it makes you better than someone else. It doesn't. And then we become conceited and prideful, you know. The Lord doesn't want us to be that way, you know, that we might have a little bit more money than someone else or drive a better car than someone else. We get caught up, and I think that's what's happened, you know. Sometimes I get a little discouraged by seeing, you know, these prosperity pastors saying, you name it, claim it, you want it, you can have it. No, it doesn't work that way. Nope. I go to Haiti. When I went to Haiti, my last trip to Haiti, they didn't have anything. But they were the happiest people that I've ever met in my entire life. They didn't have a Publix. They had no McDonald's there. And they didn't have a Burger King there. They had nothing. They didn't have anything there. And yet, the hundreds of people that I met that were missing legs and arms from the earthquake, the concrete that fell on them, and a lot of them were widows that lost their husbands in the earthquake, they were happy. They were joking, laughing. And when I went to the orphan home, and they had church service there, they had church service like I, in my life, have never been a part of. I mean, they were so on fire for Jesus, you know, and the little kids were telling me, I need the fire. You need the fire, God. I said, I have it. They said, no, you don't. You need the fire. I said, what are you kids talking about? I mean, those kids and the orphans were so on fire for Jesus. What is prosperity, you all? What is prosperity? Is it your $70 million jets? Is it your mansions that you're living in? I don't mean to cross the line here. But what is prosperity? Prosperity is knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior, accepting Him and saying, Lord, come into my life. You know, old things are passed away, the Word said, and behold, you're a new creature. That's prosperity, is following Jesus, not following the stuff on this earth. You're not going to take anything with you. You know, there's nothing wrong with stuff. I'm not bad-mouthing people who have stuff. But don't fall in love with this stuff. Fall in love with Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. You know, and if you fall in love with stuff, You better go to the cross and say, Lord, I repent of this stuff. I repent trying to keep up with, they say, the Joneses. No one needs to keep up with me. But I'm saying, you know, don't fall in love with stuff. You know, it's nothing wrong. But that's what brings haughtiness. We become haughty. We become arrogant when we have all these things. Then we think, then when a garbage guy comes, you know, we treat him different. No, you should treat him the same as you would anyone else. You know, and people are people. They're God's people. Jesus died on that cross. He shed his precious blood that you and I might have life and life more abundantly. So stay focused. That's why I come here every Thursday to encourage you to stay focused. Not on the stuff of the world. I got to have this. I got to have this. I got to have this next big home. And, you know, no. You need him. You need Jesus and follow him. As the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what did it say? All these things will follow you. They'll follow you. You don't need to follow the stuff. You need to follow Jesus. You need to follow him. You want some? Just follow him. And don't follow him for what you can get out of him. Fall in love with him. And he'll take care of the stuff you need. And I, the Holy Spirit's saying, there was the lady listening to me, and just follow Jesus. Stay focused. Stay focused. And you don't have to say, well, you know, I don't have this and I don't have this. But just fall in love with Jesus. You know, he knows what you need. When I was an orphan growing up with my sister, we didn't have any water. Wintertime, we didn't have any gas heat in the house. You know, there's a lot of things we didn't have, but God kept us warm. God provided for me to get the water bill, turn back on. God always provided. You could see his hand every day as I was growing up. Yet I lived in a state of hopelessness, and I really didn't know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But I saw the hand of God like I've never seen in my entire life, how he provided for my sister and I. It was miraculous. It was absolutely miraculous how God provided. And he can provide for you. You know, keep your eyes on Jesus. And prosperity, you know, it's not all this stuff. It's not. You know, and I'm not bad-mouthing people who have stuff. I'm around people that have stuff, and I'm not downing that. Just don't fall in love with it and desire more stuff and more stuff and more. I think it's making us miserable. America, we're probably the richest country on earth, and yet we're miserable. We're absolutely miserable, you know. We're unhappy, you know. Where's Jesus' love anymore? People don't love anymore. They hate. What about joy? We have no joy. We're joyless. What about peace? We don't have peace anymore. What about patience? We don't even have patience anymore with one another. Kindness, that's gone. Come on. If you know Jesus, if you haven't given your life, today is the day of salvation. This is the day you need to turn your life completely over to Jesus and surrender. You know, you need to surrender, you know, because he gives you the love that you need, the joy that you need, the peace that you need, the patience you need, the kindness that you need, the goodness that you need, the faithfulness, the gentleness, self-control. All these things he wants you to have. We need to be different from the world. You know, when you go in a restaurant or you go into the grocery store, people need to see something different about you. They need to see something different about you. You know, in the Old Testament, it says, as a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. What you know, I know it's probably hard to go up to a deer, but if that deer is tasting the water and you go up to it and you yell at that deer, what's going to happen? That deer is going to run away from you. And the church folk, we need to understand that when we go up to the sinner, we can't clean him up. That's not your job. You can't clean that sinner up. You can't clean. That's impossible. You need to let the Lord clean that person up. But you need to go up to that person quietly with God's love, his mercy, his grace, his compassion, his gentleness, and minister to that person tasting of the water. As that deer tasted the water, so my soul longeth after thee. And, you know, sometimes we have to be careful that we don't scare the sinners off. You know, well, you need to repent. They know they need to repent. You don't have to tell them. You just have to, you're called to love them. You're called to love these people. You're called to love the people that you go to church with. You're called to love your neighbor. I had a neighbor, it was impossible to even talk to her. And I'm not exaggerating. My wife will tell you that. It was absolutely impossible to even talk to this lady. She always was right. She always knew everything. She yelled at my guys. She yelled at me. You know, it was impossible. And I just said, Lord, I need your love for her. I need your love. And give me the grace and the mercy that I need to love this woman. And she caused chaos in our neighborhood. She was always gossiping about people. She was always putting people down. We're not called to do that. I tried to love her. And what I should have done is told her she needed Jesus. You know, and I loved her to where I thought, Lord, and some of these people that we're dealing with, Lord, help us. You know, and that's why it's important to be constantly in prayer, constantly in the Word of God, because I tell you what, you're going to meet people that takes the power of God. It really does. To shake people up. And that's why you need to, when you go into a store, people need to, wherever you go, wherever the Lord takes you, you know, they need to be saying, what makes you tick? What makes you tick? You know? Hey, is there something different about you? Yeah, because the world doesn't have the love and the joy and the peace. They might have the joy because they've got a lot of money and a lot of stuff, but that's not going to bring him his peace. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, you know? They're going to say, what makes you tick? You know what? You need to say, Jesus. That's what makes me tick. You know, there's a girl on US 1 saying we need a revolution. I pulled the car over and went back and the Lord was ministering to me, go back and talk to that girl about the revolution. She had a big sign, revolution, revolution. I said, so I turned the car around, went back and said, you're right. We need a revolution. She said, that's right. Down with America, down with capitalism. What are you talking about? You know, I said, yeah, we need a revolution. All right. For Jesus. We do. We need a revolution for Jesus. We really do. You know, when all else fails, just call on Jesus. You know, don't call your banker. Don't call this person and don't go get a new Cadillac. You don't need one. You know, what's wrong with the other one? And the Lord's dealing with me on that one. You know, you don't need this. You don't need that. You know, deal with my flesh. Because I tell you what, Paul said, we must decrease that Jesus can increase. And I tell you what, if you're not increasing in Jesus on a daily basis, then your flesh will take over and you're going to start getting flesh results and you're going to be miserable. You're going to be unhappy. You're going to be joyless. You won't have any love in you. You won't have his peace, or his patience, his kindness, his goodness, his mercy. You won't have it. Go back to Jesus. I tell you, we need a cleanup. This nation needs a revival. And Franklin Graham has been talking about that. You know, we talk about the politicians. Get your eyes off of that. Just pray for him. You know, it's a mess. Just pray for him. You know, well, I don't like this, and he's a Democrat. He's a Republican. Get your mind off of that. Just love these people that God brings your way. Don't argue with them. That's not your job. You know, Danny, when you catch fish, you know, one time in Hawaii, a brother was leaving the islands of Hawaii, and he said, my wife wants me to take you to dinner. And he's a good friend of mine. And I said, oh, okay. Whew, man, he took me to a real nice place. I'm not kidding you all. I won't tell you the cost of the dinner that he paid for me, but it was in the hundreds. It was a 5-star place. He spared no expense taking me to this place. And I wasn't used to eating fancy foods back then. But he took me to a nice place. And afterwards he said, let's go find a waterfall. And he said, we're going to wash each other's feet. And I thought, what? You know, that was kind of new to me a little bit. I knew it's in the Word of God, but so we found a place where the waterfall was coming off the mountain, and he washed my feet, and then I washed Dan's feet. And then all of a sudden I saw fish kind of flapping, jumping out of the water. I don't know what kind of fish there are, Dan. I don't know much about fish. And the Holy Spirit told me, look, even the fish are praising the Lord. And the Lord said, you know, your biggest problem, the Holy Spirit told me that your biggest problem is I didn't call you, and he was referring to people, to catch him. I called you to catch him, but not clean him. We have to leave the cleanup to Jesus. In people's lives, we want to catch him, and we also want to help him clean up. You can't do that. You can't clean people up. Oh, you're a sinner. You're no good. You know, they don't need to hear that. You know, one time a prostitute in Hawaii, I don't know if I should bring this up, I was ministering, some brothers and I were ministering on the streets of Waikiki, and this prostitute came up and she held my arm, and I thought, oh, no. And then she said, God told me to marry you. And I thought, he said, what? You know, I was single back then, and my wife knows this story, by the way. And she grabbed my arm, and she said, Lord told me to marry you. I said, what? He did not. He didn't tell me anything about it. He'd have told me, too. And I just had to love that person, that gal, you know. And I was wondering if it was a gal. But anyway, I still had to love her. I still had to love that person, you know. And that's what we need to do. Don't try to clean these folks up. Don't try to tell that brother and sister what they need to do. Just relax and chill out and just love on these people with his love, his joy, his patience, his peace, his kindness, his goodness. And I'll tell you what, you love them long enough and they'll want to know Jesus. But if you're going to be grumpy, you're going to be all grumpy on them and, you know, and downing them all the time and fault finding with them and gossiping about them, you're going to scare those people away like as a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. If you go up to that deer and you yell at that deer, he's going to run away from you. Lord, help us all not scare people away. Have us to go up quietly, gently to them, and love on them with your love, your mercy, and your peace. That's what we're called to do. You can't clean people up. So when I was seeing the fish flying out of the water after we washed each other's feet, I just remember from that day since that my job is to catch them, not to clean them. You know, these are people I'm talking about, not fish. You know, but you know, it's remarkable, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that we serve. Is there anything too difficult for thee? There's not. And I examine my life each and every day. Lord, am I walking in your steps that you've established? Because the word says the steps of a righteous are ordered by him, not you. They're established by him. So as my program ends, I got just a few more minutes. I just want to take a moment to say thank you, Danny, for being here, the studio, and of all that you do for the radio station here at 91.5. Thank you, Danny. I enjoy the songs. Danny listens to Alan Jackson. and I like his music. I really do. I love country music. I remember one time meeting Johnny Cash, and I took the family to the Leper Colony, and he was asking me, oh, do you know this song I wrote and this song? I said, not really. I didn't listen to country music back then. I just had a friend that went with me, and she said, oh, I love that song that you wrote. And what about this one? And were you in prison? And you wrote the prison blues. And I was glad she was there because I didn't know anything about his music. So we serve a big God, y'all. Come on, let's remember that. And so before my program closes, I'd like to pray for our nation. I want you all to keep America in prayer, our economy in prayer, because gas prices are going up and there are people hurting. We've got a food pantry, and they're in dire need of food. There are so many needs, and that we stay focused. And Lord, you know, I went to church, and Colonel Sanders was there. He evangelized Tabernacle in Louisville, Kentucky, and he would always sit on the front row at my church, and I'd sit in the balcony. I would always hide at church. I'd stay up in the balcony. I thought it was a safe place for me to stay. So the colonel was always there. You know, and he really, really loved the Lord. And, you know, and there were quiet moments that we had as a church that, you know, we prayed for America. We prayed for peace, his peace in our land. And I reflect that. And I saw Colonel Sanders' head go down when we were praying for America. And if there's ever a time we need to pray for America, it's now. And I'm not talking politically, you know, anything politically here. Lord, we need you. So, Father God, I just pray for America. I pray that you would intervene and help us find our way back to you. Find our way back to you, Father, that you would help us as a nation turn back to you. I thank you for making a way where there is no way for your people. I thank you for your provisions for your people, that your arm is not short, that you cannot reach out and save us and help us. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for those that are listening, those that are hurting. Father God, that you would minister to them and show them that you're there, that your word says that you'll never leave them nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. Father God, we pray for the peace of Israel, that no weapon formed to Israel shall prosper, that you bless the apple of your... Thank you for blessing the apple of your eye, Father God, Israel. I pray for Iran, that there'd be stability there once again in their land, and they would cooperate, Father God, and I pray that war would come to an end. Somehow that you would show up, Father God, in the meetings, upcoming meetings that they're having. Bring cooperation and unity, Father God. I just pray for your hand in that. I don't know all the ins and outs, but Father God, that you would just intervene, Father God. Touch Iran, because there's a lot of your people that love you there. And I pray for your peace here in America, that your word says, peace I give unto thee, not as the world gives, but I give unto thee. Father God, I pray for the upcoming fundraiser for 91.5, that it would just, the doors would just blow open as people would give generously, Father God. You said, your word says that you love a cheerful giver. Let us become cheerful givers to the work ahead, that we would be, I feel, extravagant. Teach us to be extravagant givers to your work in the days that lie ahead. Thank you for blessing 91.5, Father God, meeting all of their needs, that many pastors can come here and be a great blessing to the Brevard County and to the world. I thank you for that, Father God. Thank you for just meeting all the needs here at 91.5. And those that are listening, thank you for meeting their needs as well. And Father God, just bless them. The blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be upon you. Thank you for the pastors in Brevard County and using them in a mighty way. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, until next week, remember, don't fall asleep. Stay awake. God bless you all.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.
What a friend we have. having Jesus.